I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The ever-growing post-coup purge in Turkey struck another blow last weekend. The Turkish president fired nearly 4,000 more public officials and banned Wikipedia and certain television dating shows. This new move to control information and entertainment follows his power sweep in the recent referendum vote. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs.
My concern is that what we're seeing is another step down the road to a dictatorship in Turkey. We've purged people. Now let's start to control the flow of information. If it's information we don't like, then we'll not let the people see it.
Turkish universities have closed for lack of personnel, and more journalists have been jailed or fired than anywhere else in the world. Please pray for justice and Christ's peace to prevail in Turkey. And you've heard of Bibles being smuggled into gospel-resistant areas, but does the need to smuggle Bibles into China still exist? Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China has an answer.
There are Bibles available in China that are legal, that's approved by the Religious Affairs Bureau under the umbrella of the Communist Party, that provides Bibles for purchase within China through a body of believers or through a church.
It's these Bibles that Bibles for China distributes, a safer option for Christian believers to own. There are still religious freedom concerns there, but experts predict the number of Christians will surpass those in the United States within the next 15 years. Rovenstein says it's this growth that makes their work so important. You can learn how to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.